Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day of living in you and with you, because in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you. You are Spirit, and those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So we just thank you, Lord, for leading us by your Spirit, encouraging us by your Spirit, and transforming us by your Spirit, Lord. You must have the gifts and the and whatever power and whatever we need to have this day and every day. Because your will be done, your kingdom come, not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 12, verse 30 and 31 and 2. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come.
Your powerful words here, but here we can just see, you know, when you blaspheme, you speak against, you antichrist, you against the Spirit. And what we can see here, just looking at this verse, that's why I put in this first verse, whoever is not with me is against me. You can't be with the Lord if you're not in the Spirit. And it's you're not recognizing the Holy Spirit. You can't have His Spirit. Because who knows the thoughts of God but the Spirit of God? And we've received not the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God. So when you blaspheming, standing against, hardening your heart to the Spirit, you're hardening your heart to be born again, because there again the word says in it, you are born of the water, you're born of the Spirit. And the word also says in it there, when you receive the Spirit, you'll receive power to be my witnesses. So when you reject and you blaspheme and you stand against and you dishonor the Spirit, you dishonoring the goodness of God. So you can't be a witness. You can't give evidence of the goodness of God, because you need the Spirit, knows His thoughts. The Spirit of God quickens us, writes the laws on our hearts and our mind. The Spirit of God pours the love of God into our hearts. So you see, when you're rejecting the Spirit, you are rejecting God, and you're rejecting the way He wants you to worship in spirit and in truth. God is Spirit, and He wants you to worship in spirit and truth. So we could just see here, this is counting yourself unworthy of the God quality of life. So if you not haven't got the Spirit, you're not recognizing, you're not receiving. Like the Lord says, if you need good gifts, there again, it says you need the Holy Spirit. It's a good gift. It's a good gift from God. And then when you got the Holy Spirit, you can know your God. You can hear from your God. He gives you wisdom. He pours His love into your heart through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit comes the gifts. Through the Holy Spirit comes the fruits. So that's it. So you don't want to reject the Holy Spirit, because if you're rejecting the Holy Spirit, you are accepting the spirit of this world. And the spirit of this world is the devil that lies, steals, kills, and destroys you. So it's silly people that talk against the Spirit and stand against it and are therefore antichrist. So just know the truth, abide in the truth, abide in the truth of what the Spirit is saying, not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit. And then you are for Jesus, you are with Him, and then you also by the Spirit, He leads you into the goodness that's laid out there for your life, your name written in heaven, and therefore you can gather with Him and not scatter. So be blessed to know God has made, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has made everything available for you to come home, enjoy the party in heaven, be encouraged by the goodness of heaven, and then be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.